Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet, right here on LA Talk Radio.
It's the program that brings you the best of the adult and mainstream film, television, and internet industries. Hi, I'm James Bartolet, and this is Inside the Industry! Hello, everybody! Hello, hello! I'm James Bartolet, your host. We are back from the 2020 AVN Award Show. It was such a great success out there. We had so much fun. And I want to thank all of you fans that came over to the Inside the Industry Galaxy booth. We were located in the joint. I had all of my girls there with me. And thank you again to our good friend Lou from Creep Selling Garbage. He brought us shirts. And we have got shirts and hats now. We've got really cool design on these shirts and hats. If you look on the feed on my Twitter, you can, scroll down and you can see the hats. They're just like the Galaxy hats, but we're going to be giving away Galaxy hats and t-shirts to a lucky listener or viewer out there. Hello to everybody watching on Facebook, and hello to everybody in the chat room at adultdvdtalk.com. But we're going to be giving away some shirts and hats to some lucky fans out there for this whole coming month of February. Okay, so every week we're going to be giving out shirts and hats on this show and also on our Thursday show. And tomorrow on our show, the lovely Tia Cyrus is going to be co-hosting, guesting on the show tomorrow afternoon. That's Sirius XM channel 415, Vivid Radio, and Inside the Industry with James Bartolet. And our special guest, Tia Cyrus. But tonight, we have got a very exciting young lady on tonight. I went and picked her up, brought her over here, and I was like, oh my God, this girl is so pretty. She's so hot. I just nicknamed her Lava Girl.
Hi.
Hi, Lava Girl.
Hi.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together for the lovely Kendall Cross. Hello, Kendall. Come up close to the mic, baby. There you go. Just pretend it's a penis.
I should be used to that.
Yeah, I think you should. Yes. Yeah, of course you should. Now, when you started out 4 years ago, you were with another agency that you're with now. You're now with 101. Mm-hmm. And you've done somewhere just under 50 scenes pretty much right now, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, by the way, folks, this is her first radio interview mm-hmm. tonight, so we're popping her cherry tonight, which is going to be very cool. Okay. Kendall, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi. I'm excited.
You are, but you're a little nervous.
I'm nervous, yeah.
You are. Now you've been working for companies like Team Ski, Naughty America, Bang Brothers, Brawlers. You've worked with everybody.
Yeah.
Is there one particular scene, my lovely Kendall, that sticks out in your mind?
I do have a favorite one.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's the one where I got arrested.
Or the one where you got arrested?
Well, I didn't ask.
You got arrested for filming it?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to be like, oh, my God. Oh, you poor thing. Okay, so I bet I know what it was. Was it Shoplifter? It wasn't a Shoplifter? Which one was it?
It was something where I was in a house and the police came in and they, like, knocked on the door and like arrested me.
Yeah.
Like we were doing something bad, but they arrested me in the house.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
And then the cops took you in and then they fucked you.
Yeah, they did it at the police station. They, like, had me handcuffed to the table. And it was great because I've been to jail before. And, like, it was, like, totally, wow, like, crazy fun. Yeah.
Now, when you went to, now, I hate to have to ask this, but when you were arrested, did you have fantasies about having sex?
No, when I was arrested, so I was arrested and they like would always play around with me and like give me hints and jokes about like if I had any other names. And I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder if they watch pornography and like they're like messing with me and trying to get me to tell them.
Right.
And I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about because I didn't want to tell them. What if like, yeah, what if I get in more trouble? Like.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, you could get in more trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your wildest sexual fantasies, have they been fulfilled by working in the adult industry? Or is there still stuff you haven't done yet you want to do?
Oh, no. The adult industry definitely is the place for sexual fantasies. Like, there's nothing else that could beat it. So definitely nailed all of them. If not, we're going to, I'm pretty sure.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Who would you like to work with?
I really want
James Bartley.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I really want to be on Vivid. I like.
Well, Vivid isn't around. They're not making movies anymore.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Hello, well, McFly. Yeah.
I don't know anymore.
Okay. How about for Black.com or Tushy? Do you know those companies?
I've never done. I'd have to really.
Do you do Girl Girl?
I do Girl Girl, but I'm like really
gay for
new
pay
to it.
Yeah.
What I really want to do is like
a gangbang.
A bukkake.
You want to do a bukkake?
Yeah.
Atta girl.
I mean, I've been like talking about it and like it sparks my interest, so maybe I will.
You know, if you ask half of the girls in the industry what a bukkake is, they think it's a rapper. No, seriously, they have no idea what a bukkake is. I was asking this girl the other day who's a very well-known name star, okay? And I mean, she's super popular. And I asked her, you know, somehow we brought up something. Everybody was sitting around at dinner and we brought up bukkake. And she goes, what's a bukkake? And I go, 150 an hour. No, but that part.
At least 800 to 900.
Yeah. 800 to 900. Very good.
Hopefully I don't get in trouble for saying that.
No, no, not at all.
Okay.
No, no, it's cool. For people that have been living under a rock or they're Trump supporters, tell them what a bukkake is.
Okay, so I've only been explained it to one time. So if I get it wrong, I mean, then
yeah,
they'll just have to find out on Pornhub or something. But what I remember is where you're the only girl and there's like 10 guys. And, like, you, like, give them each a blowjob or first or something.
You sound so polite the way you're saying it. I give them each.
Do I really?
A little delicate blowjob.
I'm so
appropriate. And then they get a gold star on their belly button.
And then you do a strip tease in front of them and they all
jack off
yeah, while you're doing it.
And you're just covered with jizz.
Yeah.
And that's your fantasy.
I've never done it before. I've only done the really basic stuff. And I'm like, are they just like fucking with me? Like, are they ever going to let me do like the real stuff? Crazy stuff?
Well, have you noticed that sometimes what we do on camera is not what it's like in real life? Like pop shots, for example. And they'll have a guy standing off camera like this. And he's got a turkey baster and he's going and he's squirting this like a gallon of this liquid on your face. like a guy is just going to have, you know, 2 gallons of semen inside of his dick to shoot off.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
What's the biggest guy you've ever had?
Probably at least like, oh my God, probably at least like 9.
9?
Yeah. If not 8.
Length or girth?
Like inches, like.
Wow. Well, yeah.
Like that's like at least like 8 or 9 inches.
Oh my God. That would shish kebab you.
Oh yeah, it definitely did. Definitely. Yeah.
No, you haven't done anal yet, right?
No, I've never done
good.
Anal.
Good. Wait, build up to that.
I think that's what I'm doing is I'm having to build up.
Yeah. It's important to build up to that. Because then you're getting, first of all, you're going to get a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
And then the anticipation, because all these people are just waiting around for that anal, waiting for the anal, waiting for the anal. It's nuts how they do that, you know?
I wonder if I can, like, hold it out for as long as possible and then at the right moment do it. And then
just
when
spurt it out.
A lot of money, yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Okay, here we're going to the Facebook. I'm going to share this out here. So, okay. Let's do a watch party. Okay, yay. We've got a watch party for our show. We've got lots of fans watching us. Hi, everybody.
And we're on camera too, right?
Yes, we're on camera on Facebook Live. So, everybody's seeing you. Let's stand up and show them what you look like.
I'm kind of just wearing normal, casual, like...
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I'm not wearing any bottoms.
I'm not wearing any clothes right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But look at how gorgeous this gal is.
I could, like, go work out in this right now.
You could.
But I'm not wearing a bra,
A sexual workout.
Sexual workout.
You are very lovely. And you have the most...
Thank you.
You have the prettiest eyes.
Thank you. I get them from my dad's side.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
They give it to you as a gift?
Yeah, they give it to me. They, like, literally gave me them.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Very cool. Very cool. She's a very pretty girl, isn't she? She's a very pretty girl. Look at that. Her name is Kendall Cross. Here, I will put that in there.
Cross with a K.
Cross with a K. Kendall Cross. Now, how did you come up with that name, baby?
I was with LA Direct and we were in Miami and we were on our way to get tested. And she was like, so
who is she?
Bella.
Bella.
Oh,
the agent lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
With LA Direct.
Okay.
The one in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the car on our way to get tested and she was like, okay, so give me some names. Have you thought of any names yet? And I was like, at first I was thinking like Angel something. And she was like, no. We have too many girls named Angel.
Yeah.
And so at the time, I think I was like probably thinking of like the Kardashians. And then my favorite one is Kendall. She's like literally perfect. So I was like, whatever. That's the only name I can think of. And I'm pretty Christian. I love God. I love Jesus. So I thought of Cross, but with a K. So, you know.
There you go.
I couldn't think of anything else.
No, that's perfect. That's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go away to a commercial. When we come back, Kendall's going to tell us about when she met Jessie Jane and how that all came about and how Jessie Jane was an inspiration for her. All of that and a lot more coming up right after this.
Hi. This is Crystal Rush, and you're listening Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Deja Vu and the Hustler Clubs are home to the very best in live adult entertainment across the United States. And with nearly 200 locations worldwide, you're sure to find a club near you. Featuring the best and newest adult stars nearly every week, as well as thousands of sexy and exotic showgirls nightly. Deja Vu and the Hustler Clubs are the world's premier brands in live adult entertainment. Come check out our clubs and get your discount pass now by going to dejavu.com. That's dejavu.com. Deja Vu. Thousands of beautiful girls, three ugly ones, and lots of... Where can you enjoy a gorilla salad during a nooner with a lunar? Would you like to see a drop shot after some Asian cowgirl during a morning glory? If none of this makes sense to you, you should go right now to www.hotmovies.com/bonus and enter the code INSIDE and get 20 free minutes to learn what these and many other terms mean. Go to hotmovies.com today. It just makes sense. Once again, that's www.hotmovies.com/bonus and enter the code INSIDE and get 20 minutes today. That's right, enter the code INSIDE and get 20 free minutes today. Inside the Industry is brought to you by hotmovies.com.
Oh, wow, you're Callie Roses. I'm so excited to finally meet you.
Thank you. I love my fans. Now, would you like me to sign anything? Get a picture with me?
Sure. Now, wait a minute. What's that?
That's my new 3VI Starlight Stroker from Pleasure Products USA. Would you like to see a demo?
Another stroker? Come on. Real men don't need toys. We get the real thing.
Well, let me tell you, a lot of real men and couples enjoy the satisfaction my stroker gives them. My toy features a unique, realistic internal texture, intelligent vibrations, suction, and my sexy voice.
All that and your voice?
Yes. 6 unique tracks of me, moaning, talking dirty, and begging for your hot load.
You sold me. I'll take one. But where can I tell my friends to purchase this innovative product?
Just go to StopUsingYourHand.com.
You bet. I'm going to tell my friends to go to StopUsingYourHand.com. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you. And remember, Pleasure Products USA is where your business is our pleasure.
Well, hello, hello, baby. This is your lovely Misty Stone, and you are listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Hi, this is Alexis Amore, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Are you tired of Pornhub and the various other portal sites out there? Well, look no further. There's a new sex portal for you to check out. TheMall.Sexy. That's right, TheMall.Sexy. With 50 adult stores, 50 adult theaters, and over 500 porn stars. Plus, there's links to such sites as Pure Taboo, Mr. Skin, Porn Star Platinum, and so much more. You'll see that themall.sexy is the site for you to come to every time. Oh, and yes, themall.sexy is the home of the sexy honey-dipped girls, too. Shop, watch, and play at themall.sexy. That's themall.sexy.
Hi, this is your girl Dakota Sky, and I want you to stay tuned for more Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Hi, I'm Zoe Clark, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Hello, 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 it's James Bartolet, and welcome back to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet! I think I'm going to be Australian now, because then I can win a bunch of awards. Hello, hello, hello. All right, welcome back. Well, you know, the AVN was really incredible. I'm so happy that we won for Love Emergency for Best Sex Comedy and Captain Marvel for Best Parody.
Hi, this is Priya Rai, and you're listening to Inside the Industry.
Yes, I know, Priya, but it needed applause there. Thank you. That's so congratulations to all of us in Love Emergency and Captain Marvel. And I'm so proud of Misty Stone. She got an award there for her acting role in Love Emergency. And Angela White, this is 3 years in a row now that Angela White has won a large amount of awards. I mean, she got Best Actress, Female Performer of the Year. She got a lot. She came home with 18 awards. And we are going to have Angela White on this show very soon. We're going to work this out. But her schedule is so busy. So maybe we might be able to just have Angela just call in one night. But we're going to have Angela White call in because she's had an absolutely incredible. The last 3-4 years now of her career have been absolutely incredible. And she was a host. And then winning all these awards. And by the way, speaking of hosts, Ari Spears, who is always a very funny guy, did a very nice job on the award show on Saturday. And also, Nikki Benz. Nikki always does an incredible job. I've known Nikki for a very, very long time, and I think she was a wonderful host for the AVN Award show. It flowed. We had the hippity hoppity kids there performing with their hippity hoppity music. I don't remember who they are, but they had some great performances up on stage. And, you know, it was a good show. And I know some people are upset because they didn't win. Listen, I've won a lot of awards. And then there's awards that I haven't won. And I've been a little bit upset, but you can't sit around and say, I'm going to quit the industry because you didn't win a fucking award. You know, you got to keep doing your work. You know, that's really important. It's a big thing to be nominated. Believe me, to get nominated is a big, huge thing. And I got to take my hat off to the people at AVN and at the people at XBiz for their award shows that they put on every year. And for what we do at the Urban X Awards and what they do at the XRCO Awards and what they do at the Night Moves Awards. You know, this is not an easy thing to look at all of those movies. Imagine you have to judge, Kendall, porn, and you have to watch that stuff.
I couldn't ever judge porn.
I know, right? Your eyes would be all glazed over and you're just like, you got carpal tunnel syndrome. You know, from whacking off. Yeah, no. Well, I don't think they jack off when they review these things. But I mean, for them to try to pick, to watch a movie over and over again and say, okay, this performance was great. This performer was great. This production was great. This artwork was great. I mean, it's a lot of work. But I got to tell you, it was a pretty incredible week over there. Once again, our booth was so popular. The AVN stars were out there in full force. And thank you to Amy and everybody from AVN stars. They had a big lounge for all of the performers to get away and, you know, have a cup of tea, have something to eat, and just kind of relax and get away from the booth there for a little bit. But one thing I've got to say in a critique is, the staff, the security staff there was a little overzealous. It was a little overzealous. You're just a security guard at an adult convention. Chill out a little bit. You're not a cop. You know, be sitting there. You're going, hold on. You can't go through this door. You have to go all the way out and go through that door. You know, that's kind of crazy, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino is closing next week on Monday. After years and decades of being around and being the place where we've had the AVN Award show, great rock and roll concerts, the day parties they had. I don't know, because you're like 22, 23. I don't know if you ever remember a party they had there in the daytime by the pool. It was called Rehab. And it was a big pool, and they'd have DJs playing, and everybody be flopping around in the water and stuff like that. Flopping around in the water. Playing in the water and stuff. And drinking, partying, having a good time. Got a lot of memories from that place. A lot of memories from that place. And it's very sad, but it's not going to be gone for good. Sir Richard Branson, who owns Virgin, has purchased the hotel and casino, and they're going to gut the whole place, and they're going to refurbish it, and it's going to be called the Virgin. They said it's going to be ready in 8 months. We will see if it's ready in November. because the AVNs, they are planning on having it there next year. So it's going to be a funny thing because it's going to be porn stars and a virgin.
I'm a Virgo.
You're going to go.
No, I'm a Virgo, so I'm a virgin.
You're a Virgo?
Yes, the virgin.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Oh, I'm a Libra with a penis rising.
You mean your star rising? Or your what?
A Libra with a penis rising. Don't worry, you'll get the joke later.
That's, oh wait, I got one. That's astrology.
Okay.
Get it?
Astrology. Very good. Oh my God. See, you're coming out. You're starting to open up now. You're feeling a little better.
I've been thinking about that one for a really long time.
All right. Now, when we are at a commercial break, I know we were talking about a couple of things, and one of them was OnlyFans. You are starting up an OnlyFans page now, finally.
I'm going to, definitely. Everyone's been telling me to do it, and I haven't ever gotten to it, so I guess it's a good idea. I probably should.
I think you should.
Yeah,
I think you should.
Good idea.
All right. And there's just a whole bunch of marketing things and stuff that you want to do.
Yeah. Definitely. I'm up for anything.
Kendall, my darling Kendall, if you were not an adult film performer, what would you be doing for a living?
I'd probably be working at like Chipotle or something.
No fucking way. I thought you said you were a dancer.
I do dancing.
You're an exotic dancer.
I don't make that much money though, so I don't really do it.
Why don't you make that much money?
The girls are more experienced than me, and I'm just not as good as they are. So they like,
but you can be.
No, it's impossible. It's just not really my thing. Porn's my thing.
Yeah. You love fucking.
I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Okay. How was the reaction between your family and your boyfriend and friends and stuff like that when they found out you were doing the adult?
Oh, well.
Wow, she had to do a, wow. Okay, so this is going to be a good answer. Okay. Hold on, honey, before you go to that, let's go to a call. Shall we go to a call?
Yeah.
All right. Our phone number to call in is 323-203-0815. Hello, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Mr. DVD from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hello, Mr. DVD. Now turn down your radio in the background because you're getting feedback.
I don't have a radio on. It might just be the phone.
Oh, maybe it's just the phone. Okay. Mr. DVD, I want you to say hello to this delicious young lady by the name of Kendall Cross.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. You're very sexy.
Thank you.
I've seen a few of your scenes, and I was happy.
I was happy.
I was happy. I hope so.
I was happy. I'm happy.
I'm happy and I know it. No, it's totally that's what I'm there for. That's why.
Yeah, you're very cute.
Thank you.
Very adorable. I mean, I have this couple of your scenes, as I said, and I watch it quite a bit.
Thank you.
I jack off to it. Really, really.
Only on this show. Only on this show.
I love how he said that.
Yeah.
That was great.
Well, I think you're very pretty. It's a compliment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, on this show, it's not sexual harassment when you call in and talk to a guest and say, I whack off to you. Now, if you called in Entertainment Tonight and you talked to Marissa Tomei and you said, I whack off to you, they'd go click. But on my show, we encourage you to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I was not being disrespectful. I was just being polite and I was just complimenting her that. That's what I do.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's
buddy.
What you're supposed to do. Yeah. I mean, it's normal.
Now, Mr. DVD, do you have a question for her?
Is your nationality? Are you like somewhat Puerto Rican or something? Or
a lot of people say I do look like I'm from Brazil, so I might have a little bit of Puerto Rican, maybe Brazilian, same thing.
Well, what normally is your nationality? What was your mom and dad?
My dad is super Italian. He's
super Italian.
Super Italian.
What, he has a cape that's shaped like a pizza and he flies to the air?
No,
what
I shouldn't say super.
Hey, super Italian. Buonanotte!
Okay. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I don't even know what that means.
Do you, do you have like have a website? Do you do like custom videos and stuff? Or
no, I totally need to get my own website though. Everyone tells me that.
She's going to start an OnlyFans.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was interested in, I was wondering if she was, and I was interested in maybe a custom from her, maybe.
Ooh. There you go. Ooh, money. You go. Money. Yeah. Would you do a custom for this guy?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally.
Cool. I guess I'll just contact James, and James could get in contact with you, or...
Mm-hmm. Or follow her on Twitter and then send her a message.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter. I did make a new one. So should I? Damn it.
You should damn it.
I don't have it. I have to create a Twitter account, but it's worth it though. But yeah,
I think it's Kendall Cross 101.
You're very, as I say, you're very adorable and cute, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to see you perform and giving me the gratification of jacking off to you. Thank you.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah,
thank
definitely.
Me thank and LA Direct.
Okay.
I think we have a really bad connection, so
we
I'll
do.
Just hang up from here.
Okay, buddy.
So I'm sorry. When I call again, next time I call, I'll be in a better phone.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye bye.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to watch that because you get that feedback. Could you hear your voice?
I heard my voice and it doesn't sound like me.
What does it sound like?
It sounds like a whole different person.
Hmm. Wow.
A whole different person.
Whole different person.
The whole time I was like, what?
Okay, now before the phone call came in, we were talking about how the family, the boyfriend, the friends, everybody reacted to you doing porn. What'd they say?
Okay, so my family doesn't know.
Well, they do now.
No.
They do now. In fact, here's your mother calling in right now.
No.
Hello, caller. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Hi, Mom.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Bronx, New York.
You calling from New York?
Yes.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. Say hello to Kendall Cross. She's on the show tonight.
Hello, Kenneth Cole.
Hi.
I called for Nola Star.
For Nola Star?
Yes.
We don't have Nola Star on tonight, dear.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
Okay, no problem. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That happens. Well. Wow. Must have been watching an archive show and just called in. All right. So, okay. So your family doesn't know. They do now.
No.
After watching this show.
No, I would kill myself. No, I would literally kill
Don't
myself.
Don't say that.
I would literally.
Don't say that.
No way. There's no way my mom or dad could ever know.
Do you? They're going to find out.
No, I will do everything in my power for them not to find out.
Okay. What do they think you do for a living?
My mom might know.
Yeah.
If she looks on Google. No. Oh, no, I went on Google.
Yeah.
And I Googled my name.
Yeah.
And it's like some page.
Not your real name, your stage name.
No, my real name.
Get out.
And someone is like, OMG, Brianna Paradise from blah, blah, blah high school. The old high school I went to.
Yeah.
They're like, is now a porn star. I'm like, great.
Oh my God. Now, that fucker.
Everyone knows.
Wow.
Everyone, literally, all my old friends know.
Well, that's going to happen.
I mean, I don't really care.
I don't know how many times I say this, and I know Danny Mountain, you're watching the show right now. You know what? You and I have always said this, Danny. Porn is like a tattoo you can't get rid of, mm-hmm. And that's so true.
I mean, I would never.
Do you have any tattoos?
Tattoo.
You don't have a tattoo?
No, I have no tattoos.
Wow.
No piercings. I just have a belly button piercing.
Yeah.
But.
You don't want to get tattoos?
No, I could never get a tattoo. I would totally get it removed.
Wow. Okay.
But I will never get my pornography tattoo removed.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Never, ever.
Now, what about your friends, your boyfriend, girlfriends, whatever?
Oh, yeah. Everyone I talk to knows. Mm-hmm. They, like, I feel like they like ask me because they already know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to tell them.
You have to say, what the fuck?
I'm like, do you watch pornography?
That's so funny the way you say that. So nice, you know, so polite.
So
you
polite.
Watch pornography.
So polite, like I'm from London.
Yes, I'd like to watch pornography. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
All right. All right, so how difficult is it to date being in the adult film industry?
I will never, ever be able to be in a long relationship because all they care about is sex. That's all I want. So, like, everyone...
Is that all you want?
Nobody
or
takes
all
me
they
serious.
Want? Oh.
No. What I want is my own family, but...
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever find a husband who's as serious
will.
As I am. No.
Yes, you will.
It's impossible. I've been trying for years.
Yes, you will. Oh, my. For years. You're
for
only
years.
23 years old.
I'm only 23.
What kind of... Oh, my God. Honey, you get close to my age and then start telling me that. Come on. You're a spring chicken.
That's a really long time, though.
What? That I've been
dating.
Around? Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm older.
I don't think I'm going to be dating
for I'm old long. Enough to do grandpa porn with you.
I've given... I've honestly... No, honestly, I've given up on it. Like,
yeah.
I'm just going to be single forever.
Do you like older guys?
Yeah.
You should date older
as
guys.
As long as they're not like my grandpa.
Why? Wait, is your grandpa weird?
I mean...
Hey, okay.
That's a what? Big age
yeah.
gap.
Oh, okay.
That's like dating big... my grandpa. What if yeah. they remind me of my grandpa? That'd be weird.
Well,
I mean, if they
unless you had
maybe...
sex with your grandpa.
No! This is so inappropriate.
Oh, you remind me of my grandpa. He fucks like that, too.
No,
yeah.
Ew. No.
We used to get out there behind the barn. And
oh, my God. No.
The chickens would be watching us.
And no yeah. way.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. If I gave you... Kendall, a big open check. And I said, you, baby, could do whatever movie you wanted to do. What kind of movie would you make?
A movie like 23 Jump Street.
A porn version of that?
Yeah, that's genius.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Very cool.
23 Jump Street is like the funniest movie ever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. All right, let's break away for another commercial. We're going to be right back, and we're going to take your calls at 323-203-0815. All of that right after this. Right, Riley Steele?
Hey, this is Riley Steele, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartley.
Are you tired of Pornhub and the various other portal sites out there? Well, look no further. There's a new sex portal for you to check out. TheMall.Sexy. That's right, TheMall.Sexy. With 50 adult stores, 50 adult theaters, and over 500 porn stars. Plus, there's links to such sites as Pure Taboo, Mr. Skin, Porn Star Platinum, and so much more. You'll see that TheMall.Sexy is the site for you to come to every time. Oh, and yes, TheMall.Sexy is the home of the sexy, honey-dipped girls, too. Shop, watch, and play at TheMall.Sexy. That's TheMall.Sexy.
Hi, this is Alexis Amore, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
AVN.com is your one-stop site to go for all of the exciting and updated news on the adult film industry. AVN.com has the latest and breaking industry news stories. AVN.com has a comprehensive listing of the latest releases on the charts, movie and site reviews, editorials, a large picture gallery, special events, industry performer profiles, and don't forget to check out AVN Stars. That's right, AVN Stars is the best new social media portal where fans get the latest clips, pictures, news, and much, much more from their favorite adult film stars and webcam stars every day. Visit the site now and you'll see that AVN.com really does have it all. The 2020 AVN Expo and AVN Awards, which takes place every year at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Vegas, is the biggest event of the year, and you can see it all on Showtime Television. AVN will keep you coming back for more. So what are you waiting for? Visit the site today, AVN.com. That's AVN.com.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code FREE76 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out adamandeve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code FREE76. That's FREE76 at adamandeve.com.
Hi, this is Crystal Rush, and you're listening Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Deja Vu and the Hustler Clubs are home to the very best in live adult entertainment across the United States. And with nearly 200 locations worldwide, you're sure to find a club near you, featuring the best and newest adult stars nearly every week, as well as thousands of sexy and exotic showgirls nightly. Deja Vu and the Hustler Clubs are the world's premier brands in live adult entertainment. Come check out our clubs and get your discount pass now by going to DejaVu.com. That's DejaVu.com. Deja Vu, thousands of beautiful girls, 3 ugly ones, and lots of... Where can you enjoy a gorilla salad during a nooner with a lunar? Would you like to see a drop shot after some Asian cowgirl during a morning glory? If none of this makes sense to you, you should go right now to www.hotmovies.com/bonus and enter the code INSIDE and get 20 free minutes to learn what these and many other terms mean. Go to hotmovies.com today. It just makes sense. Once again, that's www.hotmovies.com/bonus and enter the code INSIDE and get 20 minutes today. That's right, enter the code INSIDE and get 20 free minutes today. Inside the Industry is brought to you by HotMovies.com.
Oh, wow. You're Callie Roses. I'm so excited to finally meet you.
Thank you. I love my fans. Now, would you like me to sign anything? Get a picture with me?
Sure. Now, wait a minute. What's that?
That's my new 3VI Starlight Stroker from Pleasure Products USA. Would you like to see a demo?
Another stroker? Come on. Real men don't need toys. We get the real thing.
Well, let me tell you, a lot of real men and couples enjoy the satisfaction my stroker gives them. My toy features a unique, realistic internal texture, intelligent vibrations, suction, and my sexy voice.
All that and your voice?
Yes. 6 unique tracks of me, moaning, talking dirty, and begging for your hot load.
You sold me. I'll take one. But where can I tell my friends to purchase this innovative product?
Just go to StopUsingYourHand.com.
You bet. I'm going to tell my friends to go to StopUsingYourHand.com. Thank you so much, Callie.
Thank you. And remember, Pleasure Products USA is where your business is our pleasure.
AVN.com is your one-stop site to go for all of the exciting and updated news on the adult film industry. AVN.com has the latest and breaking industry news stories. AVN.com has a comprehensive listing of the latest releases on the charts, movie and site reviews, editorials, a large picture gallery, special events, industry performer profiles, and don't forget to check out AVN Stars. That's right, AVN Stars is the best new social media portal where fans get the latest clips, pictures, news, and much, much more from their favorite adult film stars and webcam stars every day. Visit the site now and you'll see that AVN.com really does have it all. The 2020 AVN Expo and AVN Awards, which takes place every year at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Vegas, is the biggest event of the year, and you can see it all on Showtime Television. AVN will keep you coming back for more. So what are you waiting for? Visit the site today, AVN.com. That's AVN.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's Inside the Industry with my special guest, Kendall Cross. Yeah, bye-bye.
Yes. All right, we're going to be coming up with the Inside the Industry news in just a little bit, which also includes the brand new segment on our show, which is Centerfold Features Gentlemen's Club listing for the week, which is brought to you by Deja Vu Showgirls and Little Darlings. We also have Weird Sex Facts. We have the AVN Top 10 Sales and Rentals. And Hot Movies Did You Know segment. And speaking of hot movies, remember, you can go to hotmovies.com, put in the promo code INSIDE. Very simple to remember because you're listening and watching Inside the Industry with James Bartolet. Put in that promo code INSIDE and you get to watch 30 free minutes of whatever porn you want. So no matter what fetish or genre of adult films that you like to watch, everything is there for you 365 days a year at hotmovies.com. So go in there and put in that promo code. And you know what, Kendall? I think we'll start the contest tonight for the t-shirt. What do you think? Okay?
That'd be great. Do I get one?
Yeah.
And a hat?
And a hat.
Is that what it is, the t-shirt and a hat?
You get a t-shirt and a hat that say Inside the Industry.
That would be a dream come true.
Wow.
No, like I'm being serious.
Boy, you need to reevaluate your life there.
Get out of
okay.
That.
That part. Okay.
I'm allergic to cats.
Are you allergic to cats?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a good thing I don't have a cat.
And some dogs.
And some dogs?
But some cats I'm not allergic to.
What kind of dogs are you allergic to? Long-haired? It's the dander.
They have to be hypoallergenic.
Hypoallergenic?
For me to not be allergic to them.
So what kind of pet do you have at home? You have a lizard, snake? You have shadow puppets? Hand puppets? Nothing?
Mm-mm.
No pets at all? Okay.
Nope.
Do you want to have a pet?
I used to, but...
What'd you have?
I used to have a little puppy pit bull.
Oh, I love pit bulls. Yeah, but you had to give them up because you were allergic.
I actually got arrested and they took them from me.
Oh, and I'm so sad.
And they had to get adopted. Yeah, it was really sad.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
It was the worst experience ever.
Oh, God, honey, I'm so sorry.
But they got adopted really quickly because they're really cute, and I'm sure they live in, like, a really...
good home.
Good home with rich people or something.
But now you're together now. You got yourself together. You're living in a good place. You got a good income coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You've got good things going on for your life.
You're so sweet. You feel so bad for me. It was really, like, I don't know. I'm just glad that they're in a good home because I totally saved their life. So that's all that matters.
That's good.
Okay.
And you're nothing, it's nowhere but up from mm-hmm. now on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Now, we talked about feature dancing, remember, Kendall?
Yeah.
And you said you're not really into it.
I'm not that good at it. I mean, I feel like it's a hit or miss industry, and for me, it's just a miss, but I actually totally do so much better in porn. So maybe it's just not my thing.
Well, why don't we do this? I was thinking, when you do your stage act, we could just roll a bed out onto the stage, and then you could just fuck for your set. What? That's possible.
I mean, hopefully I get paid more.
Right? That part.
That part.
Yeah. Okay, very cool. Now, a lot of girls that have come on, like yourself, that had, you know, been in their first 4 or 5 years of the industry, they said what they've been thinking about doing is maybe directing. Is that something that maybe Kendall might want to do, is direct movies?
I've had a friend who wanted to do that. She yeah. was totally obsessed with it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think I could ever direct. I might be able to shoot some pics, but I probably could direct. But there's just so many people who have been doing it for so long and are probably a lot better than me, and
mm-hmm.
I feel like I would like take their job, so I think they should stick with it.
Okay,
but I totally would kill it.
You think you would?
Yeah,
because your vision of porn.
Oh yeah, I have so many ideas, but I forget a lot of them.
Yeah, maybe you have so. Maybe you have porn Alzheimer's. I don't know.
Totally.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do have a lot of good ideas.
Okay, very cool. All right, what we're going to do right now, darling, this is a segment of our show where we do the news, okay? Do you want to help me do the news?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds exciting.
Well, again, we need to reevaluate your life if you think that's exciting.
See, I've been in the house for too long.
Okay, well, I'm going to get you out of the house more, okay?
Okay.
And you're coming Sunday to the Super Bowl party.
All right, we can do it together.
Yeah.
So we don't become like homebodies.
Yeah, exactly. Good. That's a deal. That's a deal. All right. So now, folks, it is time for the Inside the Industry News, brought to you every week by AVN, your industry leader at AVN.com. All right. Wow. I can't believe we had this, but... the game, people that are going to be watching the Super Bowl, we were just talking about big Super Bowl party that we do every year. We're going to have it again this Sunday at my house. But in New York, they're going to have, this is incredible. New York City's Weed World is going to throw their very first Super Bowl party. It's from 6 to 10 p.m. And the best part, it's going to be hosted by Mary Jean and Sarah Russey, two adult performers. And they're going to be performing a special halftime show. Weed World is located at 480 7th Avenue in New York. And I was there in November, and it's a pretty cool place. You smoke weed, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. All right. Reb Sawitz, who founded Pretty Girl International, the only rival adult talent agency during porn's golden age to Jim South's World Modeling, passed away this last Sunday. He had a battle with cancer. He was 75 years old. Reb was an agent for all of my friends like Alexandra Silk and Alana Evans. He was repping... a very famous adult film star who got in a lot of trouble because she was performing and she was only 16, 17 years old. And that was Tracy Lords. He was her agent at that time when all that stuff went down. But he was a good man, Reb Sawitz. So we send our condolences out to his friends and family. And please remember him very well. And it's very sad that he has passed away. Okay, do you have the hots for a certain celebrity? Well, Hot Movies now makes it possible for you to find the porn doppelganger thanks to a new state-of-the-art facial recognition tool. If you go to hotmovies.com, and I was just talking about them, you can put in the face of a famous celebrity and then they will match it up with a porn star who looks like that. And then you could sit there and go, and think
to
you're,
both?
Yeah.
To both of them?
Yeah. But there
is
you
that
go.
Legal?
Well, that you don't see the adult mainstream star, but you look at their porn lookalike.
Who do I look like?
That's a good thing. You kind of remind me of a young Alexis Texas, a little bit.
Oh, is she a porn star?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about
No,
her.
She's a plumber. Of course she's a porn star. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, there's another celebrity. I can't put my finger on it. You do look like one of the Kardashians a little bit.
Somebody told me before that I look like Kendall Jenner. And I was like, maybe.
She's like so rich, right?
She is like, I feel like she's like the natural one.
Yeah.
Out of all of them.
Yeah. And what celebrity do you think you look like?
I feel like I kind of look like Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
I do have my moments where I look like crazy like her, just like her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People say I look like Rihanna.
Oh, because of the eyes.
I think it's the makeup.
Yeah. Rihanna just broke up with her billionaire boyfriend, and now she's dating that rapper ASAP.
People say I look like Hailey Baldwin.
Hailey Baldwin. Okay. I don't know who Hailey Baldwin is.
Justin Bieber's wife.
Mm. Drawing a blank on that. I know who Justin Bieber is.
You have to look her up. I do look just like her, especially without makeup on. It's kind
you know,
of
Justin Bieber lives in the neighborhood here.
Shut up.
I won't.
Wow.
Yeah. I see crazy. Him all the... You know that... little miniature golf place on Sepulveda Boulevard with the video games. He hangs out there all the time. I mean, he doesn't play like video games or something like that, but he goes over there with his entourage and they have a batting cage and then they play miniature golf and he just buys out the whole place. And then him and his buddies go over there and party.
I used to like Justin Bieber, but that was whenever I was like 12.
When you were 12?
Yeah. And I don't know. He looks completely different. I'm not really a big fan anymore.
Oh, God, yeah. He looks a lot. He doesn't look like that little kid that's
no.
like.
No. Yeah. Totally different.
Some stars do that because they want to break away so much from that kid mold that they had.
Mm-hmm.
So they go total opposite and they get all tatted up.
Yeah.
And they get piercings all over them and they look strung out.
If I was like. In that situation, and if I worked for like Disney, I would always want to stay a kid.
Yeah,
I would try to stay a kid as long as I can.
Hmm, interesting.
I'm a kid at heart, that's for sure.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. Well, we'll go out for ice cream afterwards.
For ice cream. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Grandpa.
We'll go out for ice cream and bukkake.
No.
Okay. Okay. All right, moving along here. Our good friends at the mall.sexy have a contest going on right now. That's right. You can enter the contest for the honey dipped girl. All right. What the lady needs to do, or her significant other, is submit 3 photos, headshots only, please, of the girl. And this is an online contest. It started January 1st, and it's for the Honey Dip Girl. First prize is $500. Second prize is $250. Third prize is $100. And the winner for the Honey Dip Girl contest from the mall.sexy will be announced at the 2020 Urban X Awards in Los Angeles in August. And girls have to be over 18 years old. Now, very simple. All you do is go to XXX Mall Theaters, plural, theaters, at gmail.com, and you can send that submission in. One more time, XXX Mall Theaters at gmail.com. All right, and good luck entering the contest for the Honey Dipped Girls. All right, moving along with the news, a new bill was just passed in Hawaii. And this will require that any free Wi-Fi network operated by the state to include filters that block out porn sites for state employees. This is very interesting. This bill There's one in the House and one in the Senate in Hawaii, and it would prevent state employees from checking out porn sites. I didn't know it was that bad over there in Hawaii. Wow.
Wait, what?
Aloha. Yeah. Wait,
what was it?
So what they're doing is in Hawaii, they're going to pass a bill that would take, put a block on there so state employees couldn't watch porn. So I guess a lot of them were watching porn while they were on the job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like hard work.
Hard work.
Get it?
Hard.
Get it.
Okay. All right, here's the AVN Top 10 Sales and Rentals. Coming in at number 10, we have Power Hungry from Deeper. Number 9 is Alexis Texas, Boats and Hoes from Elegant Angel. Number 8, Young and Beautiful 8 from Vixen.com. Number 7, Tushy Raw Volume 8 from Tushy Raw. Number 6, Yogasms from Girlfriend Films. Number 5 is Wicked Pictures Presents I Love. We love Wicked Pictures. Number 4, First Anal 10 from Tushy.com. Number 3 is Black Raw Volume 25 from Black Raw. Number 2, One Night in Paris from Mr. Mark Dorcel and Wicked Pictures. And number 1, I'm so proud of this because I'm in this movie. Number 1 on the top 10 sales and rentals for this month, Captain Marvel Triple X, an Axel Braun parody, Wicked Pictures. Axel Braun Pictures. Yes. And of course, that one best parody. Yeah, I'm so excited about that. Congratulations. All right. Now, here's the Hot Movies Did You Know segment. And I'm going to have you read that off for me.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is the Did You Know segments. Let's start with number 1. Okay, babe?
All right, number 1. Recent AVN host Nikki Benz was a contract star for Brazzers up until a dispute with the director that led to a legal battle. TMZ and other mainstream entertainment outlets reported on Benz's allegations.
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 Yeah.
See, I'm Italian. I don't know. It's coming out.
You're doing fine, honey. Okay. Now, what's number 2 on our Did You Know segment for Hot Movies?
Award-winning trans star Natalie Mars listed Belladonna.
Belladonna.
Rocco.
Siffredi.
Siffredi.
Mm-hmm.
Proxy Page and Kelly Wells as some of her favorite stars to watch.
Very good. What's our next one?
Number 3 says award winner Bridget B attended Kent State University and earning a BA in fashion merchandising and her master's degree at Ohio State University in international marketing.
Very good.
Wow, that's really personal. How do they know this? It's just on TMZ.
Yeah. No, it's not on TMZ. Hot Movies gets all these facts.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. Number 4, Scarlett Scandal is quoted as saying, "I like how I get to embrace my sexuality now without being judged."
Very good. And number 5, Sky Blue began her modeling career in the fashion world, and she enjoys anal and group sex in her personal life. And remember, you can go to Hot Movies 365 days a year, put in that promo code INSIDE, and watch 20 free minutes of whatever you want at hotmovies.com. And now, folks, it's time for Centerfold Strip's Gentleman's Club listing, brought to you every week by Deja Vu Showgirls and Little Darlings. Coming up for this week and next week, on Thursday, January 30th to Saturday, February 1st, at the Elite Gentleman's Club in Charleston, West Virginia, Southern Exposure in Princeton, West Virginia, and Berbersville, West Virginia, Alaska Galore is going to be performing, and she does a really great show, so make sure you go and check out our friend Alaska Galore. Friday and Saturday, January 30th and February 1st, at the Larry Flint's Hustler Club in Shreveport, Louisiana, Belzora is going to be performing. Then on Friday and Saturday, January 30th and February 1st at Larry Flint's Hustlers Club in Washington Park, Illinois, JoJo Kiss will be performing. Then on Saturday, February 1st and Sunday, February 2nd at Tootsie's Cabaret in Miami, Florida, go celebrate the Super Bowl with our good friend, the lovely award-winning Romy Rain. Yes, Romy Rain is so beautiful, so sexy, and she does a great show. Go and check out Romy Rain and tell her you heard about it right here on Inside the Industry. On Sunday, February 2nd in Larry Flint's Hustlers Club in Las Vegas, Francia James will be hosting the Super Bowl party there. On Sunday, February 2nd at Dream Girls Gentlemen's Club in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Hunks the Show will be performing. And then on February 7th and 8th at Deja Vu Showgirls and Little Darlings Gentlemen's Club in Kalamazoo, Michigan, my darling, sexy little Tia Cyrus is going to be performing. And she's doing one performance at each venue each night, and she'll be doing autograph signings afterwards. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the Gentlemen's Club listing for this week and next week. Yeah. All right. And now here's a really fun, you're going to love this segment of the show. This is Weird Sex Facts.
Oh my God, I'm excited.
Want to help me read these?
Yeah.
These are weird sex facts that are compiled from all over the globe. So you can enjoy weird things about sex you may or may not have known. Okay. All right, let's start off with our first weird sex fact, darling.
Okay, so number one, according to a survey of adults aged 20 to 59, women have an average of 4 sex partners during their lifetime. Men have an average of 7.
Unless, of course, you're in porn, and then you quadruple that.
And then you have, like, or so many more.
A million times more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, what's our next weird sex fact, sexy?
Number two, 84% of women have sex to get their guy to do more around the house. These are all old people. These are all old people.
Why did you say that? That's like... young people don't do that.
No.
Okay.
This is for old people.
Okay, go on. What's the next weird sex fact?
Number three says the average erect penis is 5 to 7 inches long and 4 to 6 inches... This is all old people.
Oh my God. I'm telling you,
this is not my generation.
Oh, really? So younger people have larger penises?
Is that what you're fucking? At least 7 to 8. If not, really? 6 is probably the least.
Really? Okay. Okay, so this whole new generation that's coming up, they're all born with large penises. Yeah. Is that what you're fucking saying to me?
Every guy I've ever hooked up with has, like, a perfect penis. Except this one guy. What? It was really small and he couldn't get it up. And I was like, what the fuck?
You actually said what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then he fucking ran off crying like a baby.
And then him and I just like, and I don't know, I just went downhill from there. Like automatically.
Wow. I'm sorry. I feel so bad for you.
I mean, he was really cute.
Yeah.
But he just couldn't get it up.
And now Bruce and his boyfriend Jerry live together in West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they have a flower pot company. What's the next weird sex fact?
Okay.
Well, oh, you traumatize this guy. He probably couldn't be with another woman for the rest of his life.
Yeah. I think that's true. I don't care, though. He was so mean to me. Okay.
He was so mean, and he had the small penis?
Yeah. At the
okay,
end
here's the thing, guys. If you have a small penis, don't be mean to the girl.
Yeah. At the end of our relationship, he was like, I don't think this is going to work out. And I was like so obsessed with him because he was so handsome.
Yeah.
but
he had a really small dick.
I think he was self-conscious or something. Yeah. And he liked my friend. He like chose my friend over me, and I was like, whatever, bye.
And your friend was a guy.
And my friend and my friend was actually a girl, but I was so much more and prettier than her. I don't know. Whatever. Guys are weird.
Yeah.
Guys are weird. Okay.
Okay.
Number four.
What's the next weird sex fact?
Yeah. Anyways, number four. 33% of British women that think that they can prevent pregnancy by jumping up and down immediately after sex. I've never heard of that. These are, where did you get these from?
They're out there in the world.
Just on Google?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what website you found. But
now,
these are really strange.
When
but
I was
they're
younger,
actually totally perfect. They're hilarious.
I used to live on a ranch out mm-hmm. here in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the horses. And when the stallion and the mare would mate, then we had to run the horse around and around and around. And supposedly that, like, helped the horse get pregnant.
That's so...
So British women are saying now that they've got to, like, run around and go, ooh, I've got sperm in me. Ooh.
That's so gross. You, they need to jump up and down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. That's an old people thing again?
This is all old people. I don't know where you found these.
Okay. Like you're 12 or something. Okay.
I feel like I'm 12.
Okay. What's the next weird
sex fact? The stars are aligning. Okay.
Yeah.
Number five, 43% of women consider it cheating when their husband fantasizes about someone else.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, you're totally cheating.
Really?
Yeah. If you're fantasizing about someone, your heart is totally in it. Your heart and your mind is in it.
Yeah.
So that's totally cheating.
Wow. That's interesting.
That's totally cheating.
So let me ask you this. Say that there's a fan out there. Okay, and mm-hmm. he's watching your scene, and he's like, and his wife comes in and catches him jacking off
he's
to
cheating.
You. He's cheating.
He's cheating.
But he's physically not with you.
No, he's cheating. He's not doing it with his wife. He's cheating.
Wow.
He's totally cheating. I mean, guys are such cheaters. Like, I feel like...
And girls are?
It's really hard to find someone who... doesn't cheat. I feel like every guy in the world cheats. It's like impossible for them not to.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm killing everyone right now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What's the next weird sex fact?
Number six says, for the ultimate orgasm, abstain from all sexual activity for 3 weeks. That is the amount of time it takes for your testosterone levels to peak and boost your libido.
Really?
I feel like I remember that word, libido,
mm-hmm.
from whenever I was in
You
school.
Also remember bukkake, so that's good. You
I remember that. It, libido. It sounds Japanese. Doesn't it sound Japanese?
No, it doesn't.
It sounds Japanese to me.
Okay. Libido! I'm going to give you my libido!
No, I'm talking about bukkake.
Okay, bukkake?
Yeah.
What does that sound like?
Sounds okay. Japanese.
Okay. Say it again.
Cocky.
Okay. And that's the weird sex facts.
These were hilarious.
All right. Very good. Even though they're for older people.
Old people.
Old people. All right. Let's break away for another commercial break, and we'll be back right after this. Right, Holly Hendricks?
Hey, guys. This is Holly Hendricks. And you're listening to Inside the Industry with the one and only James Bartolet.
Deja Vu and the Hustler Clubs are home to the very best in live adult entertainment across the United States. And with nearly 200 locations worldwide, you're sure to find a club near you. Featuring the best and newest adult stars nearly every week, as well as thousands of sexy and exotic showgirls nightly. Deja Vu and the Hustler Clubs are the world's premier brands in live adult entertainment. Come check out our clubs and get your discount pass now by going to DejaVu.com. That's DejaVu.com. Deja Vu. Thousands of beautiful girls, three ugly ones, and lots of...
Where can you enjoy a gorilla salad during a nooner with a lunar? Would you like to see a drop shot after some Asian cowgirl during a morning glory? If none of this makes sense to you, you should go right now to www.hotmovies.com/bonus and enter the code INSIDE and get 20 free minutes to learn what these and many other terms mean. Go to hotmovies.com today. It just makes sense. Once again, that's www.hotmovies.com/bonus and enter the code INSIDE and get 20 minutes today. That's right, enter the code INSIDE and get 20 free minutes today. Inside the Industry is brought to you by hotmovies.com. Where can you enjoy a gorilla?
Oh, wow. You're Callie Roses. I'm so excited to finally meet you.
Thank you. I love my fans. Now, would you like me to sign anything? Get a picture with me?
Sure. Now, wait a minute. What's that?
That's my new 3VI Starlet Stroker from Pleasure Products USA. Would you like to see a demo?
Another stroker? Come on. Real men don't need toys. We get the real thing.
Well, let me tell you. A lot of real men and couples enjoy the satisfaction my stroker gives them. My toy features a unique, realistic internal texture, intelligent vibrations, suction, and my sexy voice.
All that and your voice?
Yes. 6 unique tracks of me, moaning, talking dirty, and begging for your hot load.
You sold me. I'll take one. But where can I tell my friends to purchase this innovative product?
Just go to StopUsingYourHand.com.
You bet. I'm going to tell my friends to go to StopUsingYourHand.com. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you. And remember, Pleasure Products USA is where your business is our pleasure.
AVN.com is your one-stop site to go for all of the exciting and updated news on the adult film industry. AVN.com has the latest and breaking industry news stories. AVN.com has a comprehensive listing of the latest releases on the charts, movie and site reviews, editorials, a large picture gallery, special events, industry performer profiles, and don't forget to check out AVN Stars. That's right, AVN Stars is the best new social media portal where fans get the latest clips, pictures, news, and much, much more from their favorite adult film stars and webcam stars every day. Visit the site now and you'll see that AVN.com really does have it all. The 2020 AVN Expo and AVN Awards, which takes place every year at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Vegas, is the biggest event of the year, and you can see it all on Showtime Television. AVN will keep you coming back for more. So what are you waiting for? Visit the site today, AVN.com. That's AVN.com.
Hi, this is Foxy, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Are you tired of Pornhub and the various other portal sites out there? Well, look no further. There's a new sex portal for you to check out. TheMall.Sexy. That's right, TheMall.Sexy. With 50 adult stores, 50 adult theaters, and over 500 porn stars. Plus, there's links to such sites as Pure Taboo, Mr. Skin, Pornstar Platinum, and so much more. You'll see that TheMall.Sexy is the site for you to come to every time. Oh, and yes, TheMall.Sexy is the home of the sexy, honey-dipped girls, too. Shop, watch, and play at TheMall.Sexy. That's TheMall.Sexy.
Hi, I'm Luna Star, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
And welcome back. It's Inside the Industry. I'm your host, James Bartolet. In the studio with me is the lovely Kendall Cross. Now, this is Kendall's first time on the radio, so she's a little apprehensive. She's a little, I don't want to say apprehensive, a little nervous tonight, so she doesn't know what to do with herself. But you're having a good time, right, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, having
Definitely.
Fun? You want to dance on the table?
I mean, I might.
You might?
Knock some stuff over.
Oh, yeah? With your booty?
Yeah, I do have a big booty.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, I feel like I don't get it from
Let's see
mom,
your booty.
Though.
Let's see your booty.
Okay.
Stand up. Let's see this booty. You're bragging about this booty. Turn around.
I got it all by myself, actually.
What do you, you picked it up at Macy's? Or?
No, actually,
JCPenney. Okay. No. Turn around so they can see it on the camera. Okay.
Can you see it?
Yep. Oh, my God. That is a booty.
Curvaceous.
Wow. You're a curvaceous lady. Wow. That's a pretty nice booty there.
Thanks.
Wow. You got to do more booty scenes. Yeah?
I don't really do anal. Everyone Not yet. Wants me to do anal.
Everybody wants to? Really?
Yeah.
You go into 7-Eleven and the guy goes, I think you should do anal.
They automatically
Here's your cigarettes. Yeah.
They're on the house.
Yeah, they're on the house if you do anal. Yeah. All right, very cool. All right, our phone number to call in is area code 323-203-0815. We've got 323-203-0815. You want to put that on your Twitter and tell your fans?
Isn't that California?
323-203-0815. 323.
Put it on my Twitter right now?
Yeah, why don't you tell your fans? Yeah, tell your fans to call in.
I mean, I just made a new Twitter, so okay. I don't really have any followers anymore.
So we'll get that back up again.
Because I forgot my old username and password to my old account.
So. Oh, did you?
Yeah, so maybe I should tell you the current one that I have.
Okay, why don't you tell us that?
Okay, let me. My phone's really slow. I need to get a new phone.
Okay. All right.
All right, I'm looking it up.
While she's looking that up, we want to remind you about a contest that we've got where you can win a free Inside the Industry hat or t-shirt right into james@galaxypublicity.com. And you can get a free t-shirt or a hat. And, you know, a lot of the Galaxy girls, they're going to be doing contests for Valentine's Day. So we'll be announcing that and it'll be on their Twitter page. So keep an eye out for that. All right, let's go to our next call. Hello, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello, caller. You're on. Turn your... you need to turn your radio down because we're getting a little feedback.
James.
Yes. Hello.
This is Don Stein.
Hey, Don. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. I just wanted to say what a good job you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. And Gung Hei Fa Choi, happy Chinese New Year.
Yeah, man. You're killing it. Love the voice.
Thank you, man. What do you think of our guest? Have you been watching on the video feed on Facebook?
Oh, man, she's cracking me up.
She is. So, well, say hello, honey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I used to be James Cameraman.
Yes.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, Don worked for me way back in the day when we did a show called Inside LA Nightlife, right, Don?
Yeah, we used to run the town.
We used to run the town, man. Dude, we would be up all night till 5-6 o'clock in the morning, easily.
You can't do that anymore.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
You can't do what we used to do. You'd be in jail every night.
I'd be in the hospital.
We used to act a fool.
Yeah, we did. We did. We had some good memories there, buddy. Yeah, we went everywhere.
Recreated yourself. Who does that?
Nobody does that. Nobody could follow it.
You made a career for yourself just out of thin air.
Yeah. That's how it is. That's how it is.
You seem very happy unless you get your own little built-in family.
Yeah, we do. We got a little porn family, right, baby?
Porn family. I like that.
You like that? Porn family?
Yeah. Porn family.
Yeah.
Sorry about them Patriots.
Well, let's not talk about the Patriots here. Let's think about the 49ers.
That's terrible.
Let's think about the 49ers. I think that they're going to win this Sunday. What do you think, Don?
I'm just hoping for a really good game.
Yeah. And I mean, it's going to be taking place in Miami. It's what a great city out there in Miami.
Home for a good game, man. I'm going to be here barbecuing and spinning records.
Is that what you're going to do? You're going to have a party?
Yeah, I'm living over in West Adams.
Oh, cool. You got a house?
Yep.
Oh, nice. That's a really, that whole area has been redeveloped, and there's some beautiful, beautiful homes out there. Yeah.
You selling your condo?
Eventually.
When are you going to run for mayor, dude? West Hollywood. You might as well, too.
No, I would not. I would never move out of the valley again. It's just too much traffic getting back and forth and stuff like that. It's nice being out here in the San Fernando Valley. It's quieter.
So your latest work of art is which one? Captain America?
No, that was Captain Marvel, XXX, and Love Emergency. Both of those movies
won, didn't you?
Both of them won at the AVN Awards, and they both won at the XBiz Awards. So that's pretty cool.
Killer, man. Jeez.
And I'm doing a lot more mainstream stuff now, so I'm making my transition back into the mainstream world after 20 years working in the adult industry. But that's
man,
fine.
You're a pro, and you're very entertaining, man.
Well, thank you, Don. I appreciate that.
You're a hell of a journalist.
Yeah, well, thank you, buddy. I really appreciate that, and it's so good to hear from you. What are you doing nowadays?
Remember driving up to Palm Springs and blasting that six greatest hits and making up our own lyrics?
Oh, my God, that's right. We did do that. Were you there with me that year that Mark Wahlberg was there, and that was back when he was Marky Mark, and he came with a big entourage of people?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, we had, that was back, there was a group, I think they were called Dask. And these guys would have these parties, and they would have bikini parties, and people would be drinking. And I'll always remember the one year I was there with the late, great Yvonne Nagy, Vince Neil, and we were out there by the bar, by the pool, and this old little British guy came up, and he was like drinking gin and tonics, and it was Benny Hill. It was the famous Benny Hill. Yeah, take you back to the day. But that was way back in that time, and we were like, we would just go from somebody's hotel room to another somebody else's hotel room, and you just kept partying all night long. And by the last day, it was like we have to take a day off to rest to drive back to Los Angeles because we were partying that hard.
You got a lot of photos, don't you?
Oh, I got photos from back then, sure. Somewhere in a photo album.
Man, you could make a book.
I could make a book.
You could make a book and have a little story with the photo.
That would be kind of cool. I'm getting about to
that
point.
You ought to break it out after one of your parties, man. You'd have everybody just slack-jawed. Like.
You were like, with who? You did what with what? Oh, man, that's crazy stuff. That's crazy stuff. Hey, Don, thanks.
You are really seriously thinking about doing that, man, like arranging all your photos into a book.
Well, you'll
because be... LA, come on, dude. LA has completely been transformed in the last 10 years.
It is. Do you
last
think...
Last 10 years, it's just...
It's
what got... is your co-host name again?
What was that? My co-host for where?
What is her name?
Oh, the girl that's on the show with me? This is Kendall Cross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to listen to some of James' stories. He's got a ton of them.
Kendall Cross with a K, though. How do I?
With a K.
Yeah, with a K.
I'll remember that. I'll let you go. Go ahead, James.
All right, Don. Hey, it's good to hear from you, my friend. You have a good weekend.
Yeah, man, you keep up the good work.
Thank you, buddy. All right, take care. Bye-bye now. All right, that was my good friend there. Don used to do camera for me with a show I used to do called LA Nightlife. It was a long time ago. You know, it was so funny. I was signing this last week over at AVN in Vegas. And I had a couple that came up. And they told me that they used to watch. They said they've been together for several years. And they said that when they were younger, they used to watch me on TV with this show that we had called LA Nightlife. Mm-hmm. That was kind of like E! Has that show Wild On. When they went around to the nightclubs, that's what we did. We went around to nightclubs. All right, let's take another call. Hello, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
What's going on, James? It's Aaron.
I knew it was going to be Aaron. What's up, buddy? What's happening? On? What's going on?
Not much, man. Just living.
Well, we got the sexy little Kendall Cross on.
Hi.
Yeah, I was in the Facebook chat. See that she cute. I just wanted to show, and I was hearing about her her story about the person boxing out, and I was like, you know, I just want to let you know that you got fans that out here that do really care about you, mm-hmm. and you know, don't let nobody stop you from being you. If they really cared about you, that nobody in your family or your friends would make such a big deal about it. Because at the end of the day, you live in your life, you're not hurting nobody, and you just out here just doing what makes you happy. So at the end of the day, if they really for you, they family, if they have a problem with it, then they really ain't family or friends. Just keep doing you.
Aaron, that's wise advice right there. Yeah.
That was like the best thing I've ever heard.
Wow. The best thing ever?
Yeah.
Just keep doing your thing, Kendall. Like, you know, we life is too short to be letting people take you down or try to deter you from what makes you happy. Hey, if you like sucking dick and taking it in the ass, keep doing it.
Only on this show could you get away with saying shit like that. That's so fucking true.
No, like, literally, I've been going through so much.
Oh, I dropped something. Hmm.
What?
Like, Kendall, don't let people like that make you upset or make you cry.
Yeah.
When it's somebody that from your high school, because there's a lot of people from my high school that know I work in I do security at strip clubs. A lot of people don't mm-hmm. think I would never realize I would work in that industry. But at the end of the day, you're not out here hurting nobody. You out here just doing what makes you happy. A lot of people can't work a 9-to-5. A lot of people can't work in a corporate Fortune 500 company. Everybody is meant for something. If you made for something, do what makes you happy. It's not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. If people find out what you do for a living, if they have a problem, that's their problem.
They
got to live with that the fact that they got a problem with that.
They got a problem? Too bad. Yeah. People are going to be haters.
I just want to show you some love.
Yeah.
And I just followed you on Twitter.
Oh, right. You got another follower in right now.
Is it Kendall Cross 101?
Kendall Cross 101?
Yeah.
You want him to follow you on that one?
That's my new one. That's the one that's the only one that I can log into.
Okay. So follow her on Kendall Cross 101. And remember, that's with the K's.
The K. Cross with the K.
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. Just want to call in and show you some love and some blessings. And I'm looking forward to seeing some of your work. James, I know you're going to have her working, so
yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going to have her working. She's going to be, I think she's got a good potential.
Thank you, guys.
She's a pretty girl.
Just by looking at her and seeing her and seeing how she is, like, you can tell that she has a beautiful soul, man. And you look at you just look like she's gonna be a star.
Flash it. Give him a booty shake again for Aaron.
A booty shake.
Give him a booty shake.
I'm not really looking right now, but because I'm on the phone.
Well, watch this. Watch this on Facebook. Keep going. I'm playing them like drums.
I missed you at AVN, man, because I was down there. It was like hella packed down there. I was trying to find y'all booth.
Oh, were you there at AVN?
Yeah, I went this year. I finally got out there this year.
Oh,
and,
my God. We were inside.
I was trying to find y'all booth, but y'all was hella. It was like mad beep out there, bro.
Well, we were inside the joint. Right when you walked in, we had that whole stretch there in the front. That was all ours. That was all ours. So we had
way in the back.
Man, we had Christy Canyon there, Ginger Lynn, Holly Hendrix, Misty Stone, myself, Tia Kai, Kimberly Chi, Genevieve Sin, Hallie Hayes, September Rain. We had some webcam girls there. We had Camille Amore.
We had Gia Vendetti. We had Tia Cyrus. We had Lonnie Chin, Lonnie Legend. God, and I know I'm missing a couple more, but Alexis Amore was down there. We had so many stars. Savannah Jane was there. Wow, we had a huge turnout, and it was so fun. Aaron, don't forget to enter our contest so you can win a free Inside the Industry hat or t-shirt, because I know you want to walk around town wearing that, right?
Oh, man, you know, I wear anything, whether it's from Pornhub or from you guys. I don't really care.
Okay, well, you enter the contest, okay? Write into james@galaxypublicity.com, and we're going to enter you in the contest. Okay, buddy?
All right, no problem. And Kendall, keep doing your thing, sweetie. You got love and support from fans and people all across the United States and the world, baby. You got anything they got a problem with, you tell them to come see me. I'll make sure they're straight.
How were the AVNs? How were they?
It was deep
and it was hot. I'm jealous. Everyone
you're
going to
go next year.
Everyone went except for me.
Well, you're going to go next year.
AVN is funny. For porn fans, AVN is like our Super Bowl. That's... That is the Mecca. It's like our version of the Rucker.
I love it. That's so cool. All right, Aaron. Thank you so much, my friend. Always good to hear from you.
Much love. See y'all later.
All right. And don't forget, folks, to check us out tomorrow on Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Inside the Industry with James Bartolet on Vivid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 415, and Tia Cyrus will be my special guest on there. Well, we got to wrap things up here right now. Now, once again, let's tell everybody where they can find you on Twitter. Now it is.
Okay, so my new Twitter is.
You just made up like 5 minutes ago.
Since I signed with 101.
Okay.
I named it Kendall Cross 101, and it's Cross with a K. So it's at KendallKross 101.
Very good. Okay, very good. And you can follow me on Twitter at James Bartolet and Instagram at James Bartolet 9. Thank you guys so much for listening and calling in tonight. Till next time, I'm James Bartolet. And this is Kendall Cross.
Kendall Cross.
Good night and good sex.
You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet, right here on LA Talk Radio.